Oh my God, I'm so parched. It was a ridiculous day. Oh my God, I'm schwitzing. All I want is a water bottle. That's more captivating to watch than just, hey, look, the Poland Spring, 1845. I think that in itself is the most fun aspect to it and what people need to know for their business. No one's gonna watch what you're doing if you don't try to, I say, Gen Z it or
Yeah.
millennialize it. That's where the big market is right now. That's what people need to adapt to.
Welcome to Biz Talk, where we talk to entrepreneurs, business owners, and brands who are using TikTok for business. And together, we bring you the top tips, insights, and secrets to skyrocket your TikTok account. So buckle up and get ready to become the next Biz Talker. Here's your host, Kyle Kaplanis.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Biz Talk Show. I have the coolest Jewish mom. She doesn't look like a Jewish mom because she plays the character on the show, but I have her in the studio today. Her name's Libby Walker, and she's killing it over on TikTok. She's got 19,000 followers, and we wanted to talk about her journey on TikTok. We just did a wicked Clubhouse room, so we're going to be talking about all sorts of fun stuff. Libby, welcome to the show.
What's going on? It's your Jewish mother, Cheryl Cohen slash Libby. Hi, so nice to be here.
You're doing this Jewish mom thing, but was that something you thought about coming to the app in the first place? Like, I'm going to be a Jewish
Sure.
mom.
Well, first of all, you don't just go on TikTok and say, I'm going to just be the Jewish mom of TikTok. No, it was definitely not that simple. I was told by all of my friends since I was a theater kid and went to school for acting, Libby, you have to try TikTok. I'm like, what am I supposed to do on there? They're like, you're funny, just go for it. I'm like, funny about what? I don't get it. People are dancing, they're doing the renegade. I can't move. What is this? The pandemic happens. I'm in my last semester of college, and I had all these hopes and dreams to work in the business of theater. I was thinking I was done with the acting scene. I was ready to work in casting or talent management. And then all of a sudden, that's shut down too because of COVID. So, what's a girl to do? I resorted to TikTok. I get off the phone with my own Jewish mother getting ready for the Passover Seder. She was basically saying, oh my God, we have to figure out the Zooms. No one knows how to do it. Oh, Libby, can you please teach grandma and grandpa and this and that? I'm like, oh, okay, this is gonna be a weird Seder. And so I get on the phone and I hang up. I'm like, whatever. And the first thing I do is grab my phone and I just start talking to it. I'm like, oh, Jewish mothers on Passover be like during the quarantine. Oh my God, what are we supposed to eat? Who are we supposed to talk to? Oh, ridiculous. And I did a whole shtick for fun with the voice in a messy bun, wasn't planning on it going anywhere at all. But that was the video that just happened to take off. So I was like, oh, wait, let me do another one. I did another one. Mid-sentence, I just screamed, Cheryl Cohen. And I was like, wait, this will work. I had people coming from camp reaching out to me, telling me that this was being sent in their family chats. This Jewish mom, this is hysterical, this is relatable. So I was like, I can't stop now. About a month later, I go home for end of college. I had to go home early because of COVID. I'm home and I wake up in the morning and the first thing I see is TikTok mentioned you in a story. So I was like, I know I'm tired. I know I just woke up. Am I reading this wrong? There's no way TikTok mentioned me in a story. Maybe I'm just confusing Instagram and TikTok, but no, it was true. The first video that I had posted, TikTok shared to their story for Passover and they were like, Jewish mothers know best. Having it not even be like the Jewish app that they're sharing things for Passover, if you would have told me that would have even happened when I posted something about Passover 3 weeks before, that's when I was like, wow, I'm really gonna start taking this seriously. That's been the journey. Now, a year later, very monumental, I just signed to have my own show with a Jewish company. I'm also a Hillel International TikTok ambassador. A TikTok ambassador for Birthright Israel and for Aish, which is another Jewish organization. So it's funny that I'm not getting full-time jobs, yet all of these people want to work with me in a TikTok sense. So it's actually been able to help me immensely because that's what people want right now. They don't want a casting assistant. They don't want an agent assistant when theater is shutting down. all the money right now is within social media.
What's super cool, Libby, is you have 19,000 followers. You don't have 5 million followers, right? You're getting all these opportunities with 19,000 followers. That just shows how real it is for all people. Anybody could just come there today and get opportunities from these numbers. You don't need millions of followers.
I didn't have 10,000 followers when TikTok just posted my story. I didn't have that. TheraBreath was the first company that reached out to me. And I was like, why? I remember being sussed out. I was like, can your manager message me? Can I make sure he's a real person? I don't want to give out my address. I didn't know how it worked. No one told me. No one prepared me. You want to send me free mouthwash? Sure. My stepdad needs it. I don't know. I had no idea. I was like, why me? But I had fun with it and they loved it. There were certainly more that came after that. Obviously, I've navigated the way to communicate when it comes to those things. I'm not as scared to give my address out to brands. But you got to start somewhere. So
what has your experience been like with working with brands? Has it been positive, negative, just always a learning curve? Talk to me a little bit more about that.
I would say always a learning curve would definitely describe it. I've done things from dream catchers to FabFitFun boxes to cookie dough to clothing companies to Jewish clothing companies. Actually, funny enough, I got sent that. You're going to laugh at this. This is like, I get sent this pumpkin spice wash, right? And there's four steps with it. And I'm like, oh, great. Like a face wash. Like, this is so exciting. And I hadn't used it for months. So I finally tell my boyfriend, we have to use this. Ends up being a pedicure kit. And he's like all ready to put it on his face. Because this was one of those things that you just get a bunch of things in this basket. I was like so excited for so long. And he's like, can you read the steps out loud? And the second step is literally apply to foot area. He's like, it burns. But you know, it's been
that's
a lot
so of funny.
Honestly, I wish I would have done something like that to have promoted the brand. I've definitely had a lot of fun interactions with different companies. I helped a company called Career Up Now launch different work for Jewish children. I'm helping with birthrights, different kids knowing you can go to Israel right now, or Hello International, which is a big organization about Judaism, like how to make Judaism cool. Same with Aish and working with Lost Tribe. They want to be the Jewish hub. Barstool has their whole shtick, but they also have Call Her Daddy. So they've been doing like a lot of sports stuff in the Jewish community, but now they want a Jewish hub. So when I spoke to them, I had no intentions of doing anything other than a paid TikTok. They were like, you know what? You deserve a show. We want you to have a show and we want you to be the guinea pig of this content network experiment. So
that's so cool, right?
Yeah. Definitely really cool.
And I love that you're bringing, like you said, bringing Judaism into something more fun, because if you're not educated in this space, you don't really know much about it. But it's so cool that you're now going to be reaching all sorts of people and being able to educate them more in it so they can relate to people who maybe their friends are. I honestly have zero clue about it, right? Because none of my family is. So when I met you and see your content, I'm learning so much, and you're bringing in such a fun atmosphere for learning. And I think that's critical for a lot of people who might be listening, who think, hey, how can I bring my brand awareness or what I'm passionate about and be able to educate? And TikTok is such a great way, because you're doing it in such a fun and organic way that people will relate. I'm sure a lot of your following might be Jewish, but a lot of them aren't going to be. They just find it fun. Right. Have you noticed that? Have people been commenting things like that?
Absolutely. I've also found a way to correlate it within Clubhouse, and people have reached out to me and said, you're not the stereotypical Jewish mom. Like, you're not the annoying, naggy. You're creative about what you say. You don't follow these specific stereotypes that make it not want to know a Jewish mom. You just capture the fun parts of it. And that, honestly, in itself is probably the best thing I can hear. Because there's so many different impressions a person could do of someone who's Jewish, right? But not being stereotypical and just being funny is so important. I've had a lot of people who weren't Jewish reach out to me and tell me how amazing my content is, because they understand from a different perspective. So if I can relate to at least one Cheryl Cohen you know in your life, mm-hmm. great. Doesn't have to be Jewish. It's just that person. Like, everyone has a Cheryl Cohen in their life, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, it's that family member that asks you the unnecessary questions at the dinner table. It's the family member who always wants you to have something exciting going on, and you date someone who's perfect, a doctor, a lawyer, a rabbi, great. But in some way, shape, or form, I want people to relate to what I'm doing. And something I've tried to stray away from is saying the words Jewish mom in the POV and writing mom. So people right. feel like they can connect to it. People feel like they can watch the character. They can go back and then realize, like, oh, it's this Jewish mom character, but it's capturing the essence of a mom figure.
Exactly. I think you made a great point. Regardless of your brand, your niche, you could be a little bit more serious than a Jewish mom, but you're going to be relating to somebody. And I think figuring out what that relatable thing is what will make the key difference. You're growing in that space because people relate to it, regardless if they're Jewish or not. There's this fun mom character, and it's really funny, and it's really heartwarming and wholesome. I think a lot of people can learn from that. I feel like brands will start doing better if they just humanize themselves a bit more and just showcase the fun side to them, like you are doing with Judaism. I think a lot of brands will have success with that if they do that as well, right? 100%. Would you not agree? Yeah.
100%. And this is what I try to tell people when I DM people. They're like, great, I'm interested in learning more. What can you offer? We talked about this in Clubhouse. What can I offer? When it comes to an ad, I don't want to just say a water bottle. Oh, a song. Oh, look, me drinking the water. So fun. So interesting. Instead, I would do something like, oh my God, I'm so parched. It was a ridiculous day. Oh my God, I'm schwitzing. All I want is a water bottle. Oh, what? Would you look at that? Oh, it tastes so good. That's more captivating to watch.
Totally.
Than just, hey, look, the Poland Spring, 1845. I think that in itself is the most fun aspect to it. And what people need to know for their business. No one's going to watch what you're doing if you don't try to, I say, Gen Z it or millennialize yeah. it. That's where the big market is right now. That's what people need to adapt to.
There's a lot of people, maybe Gen X or boomers listening, like, oh, those kids don't know what's up. But as the generations age up, they start becoming the thought leaders of the space and are being the ones that are innovative, and you either will be left behind or you adapt to it. So now we're in a culture where we're over advertising. Gen Z's been brought up with it literally in the womb. They've been watching ads and they're just fed up. Product placement and generic traditional advertising is just so outdated. That's why TikTok mentions things like, don't make ads, make TikToks. I've heard them countless times on calls saying, hey, so-and-so brand, you came to the app and still did your traditional ad, and that's why it did so shit. You got to be fun and make it seamless. People want to see seamless. How can it relate to me and my world? You doing that water thing, I was already captivated because I was really funny and it was different and it wasn't advertising. You got to be fun with it and be different. Show a different side, and that's going to draw more attention to your brand or product and want
TikTok
people to actually engage
commercial.
More.
TikToks yeah. are the new commercial. People don't have the energy to wait for a show, right? Instead, they're watching promotional deals on TikTok by accident that are so subtle. Those are the ones that I love. I'm like, wait, not only was this a really smart video, they just told me about a product at the same time, but they're also wearing clothes from this other company. Those are the videos that I'm always so impressed with.
There's like a lot of brands out there that are doing such a great job. Do you know the brand Ryanair, airline company?
No.
They're one of the brands that I think are doing one of the best things on TikTok. You have to check them out. They're actually hilarious for an airline company. I wish that they were based in North America. They're a European airline. There's so many people that are like US based now follow them and are like, please come because I want to just fly on your airline because you're doing such a great job with your marketing. And being relatable and fun to this demographic is going to make huge strides in the future. You're working with brands. Have there been any positive feedback from you now working with them?
I worked with Career Up Now and helped them launch their whole TikTok. And I'm doing TikToks for Lost Tribe. I did one for a dating app. And 13 people signed up from the video and just from seeing Cheryl supported another Jewish community to find a nice Jewish boy or girl. How could you not download? Are you kidding? So I did the whole Jewish moms after Valentine's Day. Oh, you seriously don't have somebody? No. Are you kidding me? No. Oh, you gotta sign up for this. Pushing people to do it without putting it in their face. And exactly. I got really positive feedback from that and from the dream catcher. I've eaten beef jerky and been like, oh, before you go, don't forget this snack. Very good. Very protein. Give to your friend. Parents are always throwing things in your face.
Totally. Right? They really are.
And now I'm trying to see the camp markets as well as it comes close to the summer and reaching out and helping figure that out. I created my own Jewish camp last summer called Camp Cohen, where I just did what virtual camps would be like. I collaborated with a lot of different Jewish TikTokers and we would send videos back and forth and they were like my counselors. So
that's so cool. That's so fun. That's what I love about the platform. You get to be so much more collaborative. 100%. From wherever you are. Like, you don't even have to be in person. You can collaborate from anywhere in the world. That's what's so intriguing. And brands or people listening, you could do that as well, which is so fun. I wish I would see more brands jumping into some of the trends and maybe duetting a video, just being funny. That'd be so cool.
If I had a brand right now, if I was the head of the company, it would be so useful for the company and for myself. I feel like I would just know how to make the product look good. I feel like that's such a skill that you learn after being consistent in TikTok for a year.
Mm-hmm. If you were a brand right now, would you jump on TikTok?
That would be the first thing I would do.
It would like, be like the top marketing strategy.
With what it's called, I'd be like, oh, I have something cool coming your way. Don't scroll and create some hype around it.
So you think brands out there that don't have TikTok as their marketing strategy, you think they're hurting themselves?
I think they literally have no idea what they could be doing. The first thing you should be doing is hopping on TikTok. I was talking to my mom about this too in a work sense. I think adults are too stubborn nowadays to be like, let me try it. Yeah. Unless I'm sitting here and I'm working for you already and I'm saying, hey, TikTok is great and I can help you with this. No one's going to see it that way. I think the world of theater too needs TikTok more than anything. This is what every actor should be doing right now. And if they're not, something's up. And I'm actually going to be speaking to my school as an alumni this month and telling them the importance of Clubhouse, using your voice, as well as using TikTok to your advantage. You want to get signed? Don't be emailing. Focus on your reel, right? Take classes. But for those self-tapes that you're doing, post them on TikTok. Exactly. You never know who is going to see them.
And there are people seeing them because I've heard stories of people getting picked up because of their TikToks. If you're not in that space, you won't be found. I love that you bring that up and people should be using it. How many people have you seen doing really cool things? There was a guy that did a post and he's gotten so many duets of, hey, are you a voice actor? How cool is that? Let's say you're looking for a voice actor. You could make a fun video and have people duet you to find somebody. For
as
your job.
Someone who's been interested in casting, how cool this is what I've been saying to the companies that I've worked for. I've literally said, I will be a TikTok consultant for clients. I will help them get on their feet when it comes to music as well. Send me the lyrics and I will come up with 20 ideas on the spot that you could do for that specific song. If someone comes in determined and they're willing to put in the time, I have no problem helping them out. It's fun.
The person that is looking to fill these roles could make a fun video and put text on screen. This is what I need. This is the character. This is the mood. And then just have people go for it.
They could write the sides. This is your audition tape. Go.
Yep. Even people who might not have been an actor might be really good at it and might have an opportunity to come from them. There's a lot of people in the celebrity world who showed up for a casting appearance in the past that have gotten it with zero experience. So this could be a fun opportunity or just to try things out. I've tried some of those out. I'm bad, but it's just fun. I had a guy on my show, Rob Cancilla, who has seen people hiring for traditional jobs. They're like, hey, show me your skills. And people are making TikTok videos. Hey, look, this is me. I know all this stuff about Excel. So instead of saying it on paper, they're actually like proving it within a video. So on paper, you can say whatever the hell you want. You can make up all sorts.
It doesn't mean anything.
But if you can prove it in a video, save some time. That's so dope. We hired an intern for Project Z, and I asked them to make a TikTok video. It was dope. We're focused on TikTok, so that was really key. But other people can be doing that as well. Everyone listening, like I'm telling you, TikTok should be your strategy. And if you're building a personal brand, even for your brand, Clubhouse is another huge thing that people are missing out on. Libby and I just ran a huge successful Clubhouse. We did not put anything out there on social media to hype it up. We just went live in the room, pinged a few people, and it was massive. What was the experience today on our Clubhouse?
I've been on Clubhouse every day since I've been on it. I can say that my followers are people who frequently will come onto rooms that I am in, because you become that friendly face, that friendly voice. They might not see you, but people begin to trust you. People begin to like you. And the amount of internet friends that I've created is ridiculous. I've had over 40 phone call conversations from Clubhouse alone. How Kyle and I met? Clubhouse. And I met Felice from Clubhouse, and she's kind of doing what you do. And to have you both in a platform like that with other creators is just so special. People are learning so much from that. I think it's so important to stop by, tell people what you do. They'll follow you. They'll become attached to what you do. We were just talking about the crazy Instagram growth that comes from Clubhouse that people don't even talk about. It's insane. I've gained over 300 followers from it. With TikTok and Instagram, and then my show launching, it couldn't have landed at a better time, at least in my life. So now that people trust and see a room that we do together about TikTok, what happens? It's a domino effect. People start to believe, wow, like they are reliable sources to this. They've given some really helpful information. I'm going to keep coming back. And it's that loyalty that you produce, and then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's a hello and your friends. That's what Clubhouse is all about. It's having these beginning intros and then continuing the conversation.
Exactly. We were just saying with the job, on a piece of paper, it's like bullshit. People don't really believe it. Same with your Instagram post. So you're the best. Are you though? I can't relate to a picture or text in the description. Blog posting has been around a long time, but voices, you can reach people way faster, more instantaneously, because through text, it's hard. You can't really get it. Like, you can't tell what kind of voice you have. Are you being funny? Are you joking or whatever? But through Clubhouse, people can call you out on your shit too, because they'll ask a question. And if you call yourself a so-and-so expert, you can't hide behind these things, and you can't BS it. Somebody's going to ask you. It's live right there. So you can't get back to them. You better have a good answer. There's some people in their bios I feel like on Clubhouse, they might not be true. I'm a nine-figure earner. I'm like, all right, well, let's see. You know, I don't know if you've seen that. You see a lot of people like that.
Yeah. But no one has to look a certain way to be on the app. You can be in bed. You can look your absolute ugliest. And that's what's so amazing about this app, too, is you don't have to prepare for it, like, to look a certain way. You can just speak freely of your mind, and no one needs to hide behind a text. It's actual conversation that stimulates you. That's how I would say it. I have a group chat with 12 people I usually moderate rooms with. I didn't know half of them, and now we talk every single day. There are Jewish people within the community who care about Judaism too. I've done rooms as comedy hour advice from a Jewish mom, where I'm like, okay, what's going on? Tell me what's happening. It's your Jewish mother, Cheryl. And people are like, Cheryl, my mom, she wants me to get married. Your mother, is she Jewish? Yes, yes. She's a very smart woman. I don't understand why you're very upset. Next question. I have fun with it, and people are just cracking up. And they'll message me and be like, you are such a fun moderator. I do shoot your shot rooms, but I act like a Jewish mom when I do it to make a difference. Ah, what's going on? We have Kyle. Kyle, what are you interested in? Ah, I see he's a lawyer. Okay, girls, are you listening? Lawyer, very important. I make it very fun. I call people out. I'm like, ah, so you're both like fish. Ah, you should talk in the DMs. And if people are talking for too long, I'm like, oh, I feel the sexual tension. You know? And I just get very nosy and fun. And people always have a good time. A lot of people won't necessarily even be there to shoot their shot. They're just there to to listen
exactly
to my sarcastic remarks. Some people are like, wow, where are you from? Oh, it's just the voice. Are you kidding? You really think I'm not so real? Oh my God. Like, I have two children and I pull up the whole shtick. And people were like, Cheryl, Libby. I don't understand who Libby is. Very weird profile.
That's so funny. I'm sure they get so confused when they come from that to your Instagram. They're like, wait, is this her daughter?
And then they play, and then they in my bio, it's like, plays a Jewish mother named Cheryl.
Right. Yeah, so. And they're like, I love that, though. That's what's so cool about Clubhouse, too, is anything you want Clubhouse to be. You could go in and have a room where you're just talking with five people. You could be a very professional room like me and Libby ran today, talking about brand deals on TikTok and sponsorship. We had such a great, engaging conversation over there in that space, but it doesn't have to be that. I've seen rooms that are karaoke tryouts. There's rooms where people get to go on stage and sing. There's all sorts of interesting things that are happening. I think people who are listening, if you're not on TikTok or Clubhouse, you're really missing. It's going to be one of those situations. Libby, you probably know this. How many people are looking to grow on Instagram right now? They're researching so many ways. How do I grow on Instagram? What are my marketing strategies? Why even start there? Skip it. Come back to that later once you've built on these newer platforms, right?
And just go to Clubhouse because that's how. Ask these questions. Be insightful. There's rooms with some of the biggest people in the entertainment industry. And you can hop in and you can say hello. What are you going to say? What's your pitch? Yeah. How are you going to go about it? Are you going to screw it up and create a bad name for yourself? Because people start getting to know people on this app, right? But you have to start being careful about what rooms you go into when you have a larger following. People get a notification at whatever room you're in. So it becomes like a part of you. This app is really getting to know you for you. It's conversations with your friends, but people you don't necessarily know.
What do you think are some of the strategies that work well for the app?
First of all, when I first started, I was like, well, shit, I had two videos that did great and I don't have any ideas. I think I'll run out. There's going to be a day where I'm going to be like, holy shit, there's nothing more to talk about. Yeah. But guess what? That day never came. That day literally never came. The amount of trends that I have seen occur in the year, and I'm like, okay, how can I adapt this? How can I make this relatable to what I'm doing? I just started making a bunch of videos. Maybe I didn't post them right away, but I have like 274 drafts right now.
Wow.
That's like almost a year's worth of videos if I were to post one every day.
That's crazy.
I feel inspired some days. And I can knock out like seven videos.
That's
how I work. Because some days I'll just be too tired and I'm like,
totally.
This is not a film day for me. But you want to have a personality and be fun and be that energy. If you're not feeling it, that's okay. But that's why I do multiple in one day. So I'm like, I might not be feeling filming, but I certainly know what I'm posting today.
And exactly.
Then I can still be on my game.
I use my drafts as a tool as well. So for instance, there's a video I saw that's really cool and maybe I want to duet it or it's a style I like. I'll duet it while the video is going. I'll speak to myself like, hey, do this video, but add this to it so I don't forget.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever done something like that. In bed with the dark light.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I do that. I'll be on TikTok at 3 in the morning or I'll be like, set reminder on phone, 2 p.m. tomorrow. Do Cheryl cringy lines on Facebook. I have a document of all of my ideas. There's like over 1,000 ideas.
Oh. That's so funny. There's some drafts that it's not very flattering either because I'll just be like laying there with my double chin and stuff. And I'm just like, oh God. But it's just funny. It's such a great reminder when you're going through your draft. You're like, oh yeah, that's what I got to do next. And the cool thing is TikTok gives you the fastest feedback than any other platform. You get content ideas just from your audience. How many people have given you ideas from your audience?
I had someone DM me and they were like, do Jewish mom at a tailgate. And I was like, this would have never been a thought. So thank you. I did do it. I was like, oh my God, don't fall on the table. Oh, I can't even look. Do you know who I am? Can you drink this, please? And I was like, I didn't even realize how fun that would be. And then everyday things in life will happen. Or I would do like Zooms. I would go live on TikTok, give people the Zoom number. And I would have like 30 Cheryl Cohen fans from all over the world. and they would all talk to me. And I had this one kid who's obsessed, like the first ever Cheryl Cohen fan, would DM me every single day in the beginning. And he would just like start singing like my Jewish mom anthem every single Zoom. And knew all of the lyrics, like, it's me, another Jewish mom, and just do the whole thing. And it was crazy because I got to talk to them face to face.
Right.
And that was really cool. I do Instagram lives too, where I put someone else on so they can talk to me. I get to see the people who are watching my content. I think that's special. But that's so always fun. Make the people feel like, DM me anything if you come up with an idea. Or sometimes exactly. I'll just be walking in the street and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't done Jewish mom at outdoor dining. Jewish mom does laundry. Whoa. Jewish mom watches Schitt's Creek. My favorite thing though is I see someone on TikTok. I ask them to collaborate. How can I do that? I met a magician on Clubhouse and we talked about how we're going to do a collaboration and I'm going to see him do magic. I'm like, oh, tell me your tricks. Tell me what's going on. And he's like, oh no, a magician never reveals. I'm like, can you make my daughter find a nice Jewish boy? No, I don't have those powers. But it's like finding other people's talents and how they can work with you. Zusha is a photographer and he's liking all my stuff. Love Zusha. He has my literal heart. This kid is amazing.
Such
when I
a
reached
good guy.
Out to him, I was like, I'd love to collaborate. And he's like, oh, I don't really do collaborations. And I was like, hear me out. This is the idea. Bat mitzvah photo shoot. You're the photographer. I'll tell you everything you have to say. He's like, you know what? I'm in. And like, we did it together. And that's a whole different group of people that it's going to see. Make friends from that too. When you reach out to people and you have an actual intention of what you want to say, it comes across so much better.
Totally. What I love too is I think a lot of people might not collaborate because they feel like how. They don't know how, so it's not even a thought in their mind. Because he's like a photographer. He's like, Libby, how the heck are we supposed to collaborate when I can't take pictures of you? And you're like, why? We don't need to. Let's do something funny. That's different.
Do something else.
And I think that's so cool. I think a lot of people think that. They're like, this isn't going to work. But you got to think outside the box and just be creative. Use the app as intended. Be creative as hell and collaborate. I think people love that. People love collaborations. That's why the duet feature works so well and generates a ton more views because it is collaborative and it is fun. People want to see those unique creations. I would love to see more of that. Do you have anybody in mind that you're going to be doing something like that next with?
No, I'm like thinking, well, I did put a figure down Jewish mom edition in the beginning. And there were like over 300 people who used the sound with their Jewish mom. And I never said, you know, do that. So when I started meeting people, I was like, hey, I would love to see your put a figure down Jewish mom edition. And I started sharing all of them on my Instagram, my favorite ones. And I've had people be like, oh, tell me you're Jewish without actually telling me you're Jewish. I'll go first. Cohen, Levy, Stein, like, you know, Elbert, right? Yes. Stuff like that works really well together. I did the video about, I was like, PSA, not all Jewish people like bagels. And like people got
I saw that.
So they stitched it and they were like, that's not true.
But controversial stuff works super well. When you can reach a mix of people not liking it and liking it, that's what does well. There was
you're
people
like,
in our clubhouse
group. I don't
want
to know these people.
That's funny. But I always tell people too, if you're getting some hate on there, that means your content's doing well. It really is true. When you start seeing
the hate that I receive is very different. I wouldn't even call that hate. Like the hate that I would receive would be like anti-Semitic comments.
Yeah, that's interesting. You were talking to me about that.
We get hate. I'll just post a Jewish video and they'll be like Free Palestine or Holocaust 2.0 or Go Die in an Oven. That's really unfortunate to read. And it definitely pulls me back from the app sometimes, but I never let it stop me. I try to just report the comments. I'm in a bunch of groups with a lot of different Jewish TikTokers. I just report everything and move on from it. But it is very discouraging when you see like an anti-Semitic video not necessarily get taken down when it's obviously not good for community guidelines. And then somebody
Jewish
posting a video about a shooting that happened, for example, at Delaware, there was a shooting and people's videos were being taken down. So how is that not community guidelines? That's one thing that I've struggled with.
Yep.
Hate wise, but other than that, no one's ever commented like, this isn't funny, which they can. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I've never gotten anything extremely mean, or I feel like most people have been supportive other than that. I purposely never get into
that. Yeah, exactly.
On the app, I don't go on other cultures' pages and discourage them. That's the part that upsets me. You're posting something that's public and a lot of people are going to see it. And if you don't get hate in any form, I would say something's up. People aren't always going to like you, and people aren't going to like everything that you're a part of.
Exactly. And another thing to remind people, if you're looking to listen to any of these shows on the podcast when it comes out, is if you're looking to grow in the space, if you're not prepared for that, then you just forget about it. Just go back to doing your normal thing, because it will come. My daughter has 2 million followers, and the amount of things that she has as well. You have to be strong, know who you are, know your worth, know that those words are just words, and try to make a difference. You're bringing a positive light to it. In your comedy content, maybe somebody does have those views. Maybe you could change it. That would be such a valuable thing to add, is being fun and being like, whatever, say what you want, but this is who we are. We're Jewish community, and we're fun.
I've responded to one or two comments. Someone was like, you're Jewish. And it was me responding with Usher's song, yeah. And it was just like me in front of Challah, me in front of a Jewish star, me in front of Israel. And then it was, I have a Jewish mother at the end. And I was like, So I try to respond to some of them if I feel like I can.
The funny thing is, I've noticed some people who do that have ended up following somebody because of the way they handled the situation. I've seen haters become fans with the way somebody's handled the situation in a fun way. They're like, you did that in a really cool way. Like, I'm actually a fan now and an advocate. I think people can learn from that. Instead of getting angry, like, figure out something, a fun way to show that didn't affect you. Yeah, I'm Jewish. And there's a lot of people that do to get sensitive. And it is hard to do. We're human beings, right? It's going to affect
us. Charli D'Amelio, for example. Right? She's 16 and she's queen of the whole entire app. That's a lot to take on when your intention wasn't even to blow up.
So, I couldn't even imagine that pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
Her family has moved and everything. And her sister's starting music, and I know she's been dealing with hate too. People need to remember that TikTok people are just people trying to live their life. No one planned for them to get to where they were, not even them. No one knew the potential of the app back then, and she set this precedence. So it's hard to do that when you're 16 with no intention. So
at the end of the day, she's 16. There's so many adults that hate on it. I'm like, really? Because you were so righteous at 16? Are you kidding me? I would be such an idiot. I'm so grateful I didn't have TikTok when I was 16. She's
very poised. She deals with situations in a very great way.
Yeah, for sure.
People should give her and her family a lot more credit than they do.
No, for sure. I think she's done great. At the end of the day, she's doing the best she can. She's 16. She's got this big following. That's a lot of pressure. I could imagine putting that pressure on somebody for one day. Everything. You have to watch any single thing you do.
Yeah.
Libby, is there any final things that you could add to this for the end of the show?
Wow. No pressure at all. No, I'm just kidding.
I wanted you to see how Charli feels.
What?
I wanted you to see how Charli feels with all that pressure.
Yeah. Ooh. That's just been so great. I'm super excited to share about my show coming out through Lost Tribe. I would say check out for more information from that. You can find me on multiple TikTok accounts right now, since I'm just posting through a bunch. I just look forward to the growth and meeting a lot of incredible people, and just want to thank all the people who built me up. Thank you for doing something as special as this to meet people and learn their story. I really, really appreciate you and all your time. And guys, go be on this if you haven't already.
We're going to be talking a lot of things about TikTok and strategies and marketing, brand deals, all sorts, anything you can name. Come check us out on there. We'll be doing a weekly room. So follow us on there. Hit the little notification. You'll see us pop up so you don't miss any of our rooms. You can go down to the description notes. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you'll be able to find links to all Libby's channels, so you could take a look at her and follow her on her social media. She's super fun. Super awesome. Libby, I really appreciate your time. I'm so pumped that we got connected on Clubhouse. This is going to be a long-lasting friendship, and we'll be able to see each other's success throughout the years. Jump on TikTok. You're missing out. get on Clubhouse. Those two right there will change your life and build your audiences right away.
Thank you, guys. Cheryl Cohen loves you all, so I appreciate you all. Go find a doctor, a lawyer. Someone's talking.
Peace and love, you guys.
Love this episode of Biz Talk? Let us know with a review. Also, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Follow us on TikTok at Biz Talker. Don't just be a TikToker, but become the next Biz Talker.